You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Christmas Goose with your host, DJ Goldilocks. And folks, this week I'm going to be playing exclusively jazz music. And in fact, I even got a special guest to play some jazz music with me. You all know him from his great album, Hey, 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 It's Me, Ed Sheeran. That's right, Ed Sheeran will be joining us in just a few minutes to play some of his and mine favorite jazz songs. But we're gonna start you off with the song Ruby My Dear by Thelonious Monk off of his solo album, aptly titled Solo Monk. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Ruby My Dear by Thelonious Monk. And joining me now is my guest host, Ed Sheeran.
Hi, yeah, I'm Ed.
Yeah.
I'm really Mike, actually. So, Zach's trying to hide my personality.
So, Ed, tell me about your new album.
Yeah, so, you know, after the success of Shape of You...
All right, thanks, Ed. this next song is called You Don't Know What Love Is by Sonny Rollins, the greatest saxophone player of all time, fact. That was You Don't Know What Love Is by Sonny Rollins. And Mike, what are your thoughts on that song?
Yeah, so I'm a saxophone player myself, and my saxophone teacher, he always likes to say that Sonny Rollins has one of the more fuller tones out there, especially for tenor players, and definitely is apparent in that song. His tone is just like so well-rounded, and in like the higher and the lower register, and so he kind of has that like tenor thing going down there, but and then of course, you know, his rhythm section is really supporting him well, so really good tune.
Nice. Thoughtful commentary. Do you want to introduce this next song?
Yeah, so I picked out this next song, which is a favorite of mine. It's Night in Tunisia, which is of course a jazz classic, and this is the Miles Davis Quintet recording.
Thanks a lot, Mike. And let's listen to A Night in Tunisia by Miles Davis. That was A Night in Tunisia by Miles Davis. And Mike, any thoughts on that song now that you heard it?
Yeah, I mean, I always think, you know, that's a perfect example of Miles using his like less is more mentality. So, you know, you hear a Cannonball coming in on the alto on the first solo, and he's just blowing notes like crazy. And then Miles comes in and follows him off and takes a chorus. And he's playing eighth note licks, but he's, you know, exerting a much more calm and collected approach to the soloing than Cannonball. And I find that in a lot of Miles' recordings, he does that where he contrasts the other soloists by playing a lot less notes, but playing a lot more, sustained but musically interesting things, and like letting him sit there to ponder almost. It's like he's putting it out there to let the listener think about it.
I know I was always impressed by Miles Davis's use of trumpet how he plays trumpet. I thought that was really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes when he plays the cymbals, it's good too, but trumpet's probably a close second in terms of Miles Davis.
I think, controversial opinion, I'd have to say trumpet's probably his best instrument.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could see why you might say that. I mean, probably not a popular opinion, but...
This next song is Peaches and Regalia by Frank Zappa off of his fantastic album Hot Rats. Not to be confused with Hot Mice, a totally different concept. Here we go. That was Frank Zappa with Peaches and Regalia, a bit more heavily composed and heavily produced than some of the other tracks we previously played, but a good song nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to that one before, but I would say that it had very interesting melodies, but also uses of, you know, different instruments, and, you know, it's a good... you know, example of how jazz can be incorporated with other types of not only instruments but music genres in general, and like crossover, and how jazz in itself has seeped into a lot of other genres.
All right, thanks for the insightful commentary. Next song is going to be All the Things You Are by the Charlie Parker Quintet or Quartet?
I don't know.
Probably Quintet. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was All the Things You Are by Charlie Parker. What were your thoughts on that song, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, All the Things You Are has always been one of my favorite tunes for a lot of reasons. One, because of its particularly unique form. I mean, it's not just a purely 32-bar form. And also, it just hits so many key centers, but the way it modulates between the different key centers is just so perfect with the melody. Like, the melody just glides seamlessly between the guide tones of the different key centers, and it's just so beautiful. And I especially like it at that tempo. I know a lot of people play that tune at a faster tempo, but I love Bird's rendition at the slower tempo. And you know, I was talking before about how Bird likes to just blaze a lot of times, and I think some of his best stuff is tunes like these where he slows down and you can really hear the intonation that he produces and just the pure emotion and beauty that he plays with.
Took the words right out of my mouth, if I don't say so myself. This next song is Un Poco Loco by Bud Powell. Here we go. Thank you. That was Un Poco Loco by Bud Powell with some exceptional work by Max Roach on drums. I absolutely love the frantic energy that he and, I mean, the rest of the band also gives a song towards the end. It's a great song.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not? It's definitely, you know, a little bit more post than Bird per se, but it's, you know, it's good. It's really rhythmically intriguing, I would say, and it makes you want to listen more for sure.
All right, this next song is, you guys might want to, for those of you who are squeamish, back away from the speaker. This song might be a little bit too robust for you. This is Do the Wrong Thing by The Lounge Lizards. Let's give it a listen. That was Do the Wrong Thing by The Lounge Lizards. Rather a later song, probably the latest one we're going to play on the show. I want to say it was around the late 1970s they recorded it. Just a punk rock meets jazz kind of thing.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
All right. Want to introduce the next song, Mike?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of looking over the list now, and it looks like this is the only song on our playlist today that has vocals in it. So enjoy Days of Wine and Roses by Frank Sinatra with the Count Basie Band.
All right, let's give it a listen.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away, like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Days of wine and roses, the night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to days of wine and roses and you.
That was Days of Wine and Roses by Frank Sinatra and the fabulous Count Basie Band.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't know, there's really just nothing better to me than the Count Basie Band. It's just so hip and so swinging and so behind the beat. And, you know, Frank Sinatra, one thing that a lot of people don't notice about his recordings is that he, a lot of times in between verses, he modulates up a key. So there he actually does it twice. And if you're not really paying attention, you wouldn't hear, but, you know, he starts in, I think he starts in E flat, but I'm not totally sure. I don't remember. And then he goes up a half step twice. And he uses that modulation a lot of times to increase the energy. And, you know, so as a listener, you think that it's just the horn section, you know, playing louder and getting more energy, but it's really that modulation that sometimes you don't even notice that gives it more life and moves the song forward and gives it a natural progression.
Wow. All right, the next song is Saeta by Miles Davis off of his fantastic album Sketches of Spain. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Over the Rainbow by Art Pepper. A very, very good song. Thanks a lot to the recommendation, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a classic ballad by Art Pepper. Full of emotion and, yeah.
Yeah. All right, now this is going to be the last song here. It's Sing a Song of Song by Kenny Garrett. And we chose the song as the last song because, Mike, why did you pick it as the last song?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just... you know, a really interesting arrangement, and not just your typical like ding 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 and jazz piece, but you know, you'll listen, and the ending is really sensational.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
That was Sing a Song of Song by Kenny Garrett. And that was the last song of the afternoon, folks, or at least for this show. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Christmas Goose with your host, DJ Goldilocks. Thanks, Mike, a lot for joining me. And
I was also here.
Hope to see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.